Hello, and welcome to Open Source Sex. I am Violet Blue, and my website is tinynibbles.com, and I write for a bunch of other websites like fleshbot.com and MetBlogs San Francisco, and I'm the sex columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, and I do a whole bunch of stuff. I've written a ton of books about sex and sexuality, and you can find out more about all that stuff on my website. But this podcast is part two of two podcasts that I have done about flirting and seduction. And I highly encourage you to check out the first one because it's all about a whole bunch of fun stuff like how to smile and how to make eye contact and confidence and body language. And also, I forgot to mention in the first one that these are both available as text casts. And so what that means is that if you click the center wheel of your iPod's track wheel three times, you'll be able to scroll through the text as I'm saying it. And of course, there's a lot more silly things that I'm saying that aren't going to be in the text because I just say silly things sometimes. But anyway, you get the point. So if you want to refer back to any of this stuff that I'm talking about, you can check it out on the screen of your iPod, or you can also go to my podcast website and read the text there as well. So the second half of this podcast is about smiling, starting a conversation, what to say, how to tell if the person is really interested in you or not, and how to hit the eject button if things go wrong. And I want to mention, too, that these flirting and seduction techniques, though they seem styled toward meeting someone that you've never met before, or, you know, picking someone up, or seducing a total stranger, I would like to encourage you to think a little bit more outside of the box with this whole flirting and seduction thing, because these techniques can seriously be tried on someone that you've already done it with, and they will love it even more. So I highly encourage you to add some of this into your repertoire with someone that you are in a long-term relationship with, if you are already in a long-term relationship, or if you want to just go ahead and get all hot and bothered and seduce someone that you know that is a sure thing, because it's fun. It's fun to have your lover suddenly be like, hey, I want you again and again. So the first part of this, I want to talk about smiling, because smiling is like, if you're like Dr. Evil, like smiling is your doomsday device when it comes to seducing someone. So it really is. It's the easiest way to disarm, relax, and intrigue anyone. It sounds simple and corny, but when you're flirting, a soft or slight smile dancing on your lips is an instant relaxer. A smile gives the unconscious impression that you have a great sense of humor, are approachable, and that being around you is safe and indicative of a good time. Yes, a smile says that all without words. And even a light smile while talking can make you appear that much more inviting. Next time you people watch, look around at how everyone is holding their mouths and how it speaks volumes about your impression of them. Someone with tight, unsmiling lips seems stressed and unfriendly. Another person might have a frown or be posing with a serious, mean look. No smile here, just unapproachable people. Find people in the crowd who are smiling, laughing, or have just the tiniest hint of a smile playing around the corners of their mouths. See how they look more attractive, friendly, and sexy? We instinctively feel good around people who are smiling, and that's just how you'll want any potential flirt or seduction targets to feel when they look at you. A smile does indeed weave a spell around you, but you don't need to look like Mommy Dearest walking through the subway or standing at the snack table. No, a maniacal smile will send the opposite message. You just need the tiniest smile at the corners of your mouth to look sexy, happy, and open. Keep your lips closed and gently curve the edges up in a half smile. And this is the sexy smile you'll use when you want to make an entrance, when you want to stroll sexily across a room, gaze at paintings, survey the last of the snack table's cheese in a can, or anything else you happen to be doing. Our lips are one of the most suggestive, sensual, erogenous zones we've got, and right on our faces. When someone is interested in you, they'll look at your lips almost as much as your eyes. You can slyly direct them to look at your lips throughout your entire communication with them, no matter if you're talking or not. During conversation, you can play around with what touches your lips, how they are touched, and what goes in and out of them. Bite your lower lip suggestively while smiling. Rub them together softly and smile. Bite the end of your finger for a second. Tilting your head down to do so is very flattering to your eyes and face. Touch your straw to them before you sip. Rub them lightly on the edge of a glass. If you're not sure they're paying attention, direct their gaze to your lips with a pen, finger, straw, snack, or utensil. Wear a soft smile like lip balm. Remember to reapply every chance you get. But when you open your mouth to say anything, make sure you frame it with an even bigger smile. Smiling when you talk does a couple of neat tricks. It makes you easier to hear because it opens up your mouth to let more sound out, allowing you to speak in a sexy low tone without amplifying. And it makes anything you say seem instantly more fun. The talking smile lights up your entire face, gives you the appearance of seeming genuinely engaged with the person you're talking to, and makes them feel special. It's as if the act of talking to them is causing your happiness. Then there is the ultimate smile to use as a devastating flirt tool, the smile of serious flirtation, the eye contact smile that slowly transforms from a soft smile to a full, teeth-exposed smile, all while staring and blushing like a fiend. This is the doomsday weapon you employ when you want it bad, and you want them to know that you mean it. This smile can be wicked, naughty, and direct, or sweet, sublime, and joyously flirtatious. Either way, it sends a clear message. I want, I want, I want you. Okay, so you can smile, but what the hell do you say when you start a conversation? You'll need to make what they call in science fiction movies first contact. Mars meet Venus, Sigourney meet aliens. Stand close to your flirt target, but not so close they feel trapped, and make eye contact. Smile right away. If they avoid your eyes or don't smile back, move on to the next prospect. But if they smile and look into your eyes, the game has begun. They might start talking first, in which case you can follow their lead and off you go. But if it's your move first, you can tell if they don't say something within the first 3 or 4 seconds. Make it so. Don't panic if you can't think of anything for a second. Instead, let your situation give you clues about what to say. You'll want your starting conversation to be ordinary, light, and something that fits the situation you're both in. Start with a question or a comment on your surroundings, or the world around you. Everything from, is it cold in here or is it just me? To, who are you with? Do you know the hostess? Is all fair game. Consider your situation and think of an opener before you make your approach if possible. The best thing to do in any situation with a stranger, especially one you want to flirt with, is to ask them about themselves, and then listen, and ask more questions. If your first opener doesn't go anywhere, move on to the next opener and make it another question. People seldom find others who are interested in their opinions or want to know more about them, and it's a terrific way to get someone to like you instantly. Take it easy talking about yourself, and if they ask you questions back, then bonus. That means they're interested in you, too. There are 3 main rules for starting a conversation with someone sexy. First, stay away from negative comments because you never know what they might find upsetting. They might love those little dogs you're making fun of, or the creepy guy you're making jokes about might be their friend. Rule number 2 is that a question always follows a question. Your job as the conversation starter is to keep it moving, and if one opening question goes nowhere, follow it with one on a different topic. If on the 3rd try your conversation still hangs in the air like a fart, make an excuse and move on to the next prospect or to the bar or off to fix your look or whatever. The final rule of starting conversation is not to invest too much into someone you just met. If they can't keep up the conversation, then you've mistakenly picked a dud and should move on. Either you click or you don't, and if the openers feel like weak one-liners, then you haven't found your match. Keep looking. So here are some sample conversation starters, just to sort of like get the juices flowing. Talk about the world, as in, the subway drive, or drive over, was crazy tonight. Do you know if there was an accident? Or, isn't this weather great, awful, strange, apocalyptic? Ask a question pertinent to your surroundings, as in, do you know whose artwork this is? Or, have you been here before? I'm looking for a drinking glass. Or, didn't the Starbucks used to be a mortuary? Also, ask them about themselves in relation to the surroundings, as in, are you a friend of the hostess, performer, or bartender? Who do you know here? How did you meet? What do you think of this place, the artwork, the show, the song that's playing? You can comment on a noteworthy or unusual item in your surroundings as well, as in, have you seen the stereo? It's like those huge computers in old sci-fi movies. Number 1, engage the disco, stat! Or, you could say, that houseplant is out of control. I'd be worried I'd wake up in its mouth. You can also talk about the reason you're there. As in, so, how long have you been a fan of Marilyn Manson? Or, the parties here are always a blast. Have you been here before? And now this is a trick. Absolutely ask questions you already know the answer to. Ask what time it is, where the snacks are, if the drinks are any good, hide your cocktail when you're asking. Ask what the weather was like in the city today, or whatever. Be humorously contrary. Look for humor in your situation and humor in what they say to you. For instance, if it's like 100 degrees in the room, ask if you can borrow a coat. Now here's what you don't do when you're flirting and seducing. First of all, don't depend on other people to have a good time. Make sure it's always like a bring-your-own-party party. Don't ever flirt or seduce someone when you're wasted, really drunk, stoned, trashed, depressed, stressed out, or mad. Don't look bored. Don't negatively tease your flirt or seduction target. It doesn't make them happy. Try not to freeze up verbally or physically. And never point at the person you're talking to when gesturing. It's rude. A good speaker will stand so that his or her body is open to everyone listening, especially toward one person in particular. In a group, focus your open stance toward one or exactly between two of your listeners. Have your feet apart, toes facing out, and keep your arms uncrossed. Use your hands to illustrate your points and to help you tell a story. Hands are excellent tools to conduct your listener's attention, and you can actually draw direct focus onto yourself by making finger gestures that mimic pinching with thumb and forefingers as if picking up a pen. Your arm and hand gestures can be subtle and waist-high, or be a bit more flamboyant with movements that remain between waist and shoulders. Avoid flapping your arms or movements that could send an elbow into an unsuspecting boob, literal or figurative, as outlandish gestures could wind up looking dorky, drunk, or hysterical. Again, keep your movements really slow. Slow movements are strangely compelling to people who are watching you. Try to keep your head tilted down slightly to suggest directness in conversation. Keep eye contact, but mix it up. If you're in a group, look at everyone in a pattern that begins and ends with the same person, alternating for breaks when people make jokes or if the conversation moves to another speaker. If you're one-on-one, keep your eye contact consistent while speaking, but take 5 to 10 second visual breaks to let your listener look at other parts of you. But are they even paying attention? Is your flirt target even listening to your incredible story about saving the kittens from the burning building? How do you know they're really interested? Well, when they're really listening, they will make keep-going gestures, including smiles, nods, little mm-hmm, noises that punctuate the breaks in your conversation, or small prompts such as, really? What? Uh-huh. And tell it, girlfriend. They will listen with their body, leaning forward, widening their eyes a little bit, and nodding along with positive things you say. Their face will look animated. They will ask you questions. They'll be looking at you most of the time you're talking, and there'll be lots of smiles. If they're not interested, if it's time to change the channel and move on, flirt with someone else, your non-listener will be showing their disinterest in you by finishing your sentences, plus it's just rude, fidgeting their legs and feet while you talk. They will excessively fiddle with their stuff or person, as in toying with buttons, digging through pockets, doodling, checking their gadget, etc. Speaking of gadgets, answering their cell phone. Dude, you're so fired if you answer your cell phone while I'm flirting with you or trying to seduce you. Also, nodding or making prompting comments in the wrong spots or at the wrong times are a big red flag. If they're slouching and crossing their arms, probably means they're not interested. Also, eye contact less than half the time that you're talking to them, that's another indicator. But now, while many of the guidelines I've recommended are handy for assessing a successful flirting or seduction encounter, it just so happens that quite a few of us tend to be attracted to members of the herd that some might consider shy, introverted, even geeky or nerdy, or alluring socially dysfunctional mad scientist types. These subsets of the species are tougher to read, take my word for it. The sexy geek could be going out of their powerful, overworked mind to get you alone and are hanging on every word, but their excitement translates into obsessively folding a napkin until it disintegrates or answering your queries with nervous little grunts. These special creatures are worth experimenting with. Change the topic. Ask about their life. Change your tone and deepen your voice slightly. Slow your speech down a notch or two and lower your volume a tiny bit. Or, speed up the pace and don't be afraid to make silly jokes, like about getting eaten by houseplants. Shy guys and girls tend to be smarter than the rest and will appreciate your willingness to make fun of yourself and everyone else. So, what happens when things go awry? When you need to hit the eject button? All signs were go, and you started to divide and conquer, but within a few minutes, you knew you made a mistake. How do you get out of it? Here are a few handy tips. You could pick your teeth with the knife. Talk about your husband and co-wives. You could make an excuse to exit the conversation, such as, nature calls, I have to make a call, or I think my parole officer is calling. Tell them you have to sit down because you're so hungover you think you're going to barf. You could spontaneously fake an orgasm. You could tell them how much you hate bathing. You could burp the lyrics to whatever song is playing. You could thrust your pelvis in time with your burps. I've totally never done that. You could disagree with everything they say. You could spill your drink and leave to get a new one. You could spill your drink and leave to pee in the coat closet. You could ask what their favorite food is and laugh about how it gives you explosive diarrhea. Okay, maybe I'm not the best person to give you advice about how to end it. But I hope you got something out of this podcast, and now I'm sitting here by myself laughing hysterically, thinking about the next time I'm in a bar and how weird my flirting and seducing is going to go, because I'm totally going to try these things. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to Open Source Sex. I'm Violet Blue, and until next time.